Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Let's see here. We're getting into the celebrity trash brought to you by the Radio.com app. You can get the Radio.com app for free. And then you can take Sarah and Vinny with you everywhere you go. All our podcasts are up there. You can listen to the show live on there. You can get the Johnny Mosley podcast up there. Every Wednesday that drops. Today's our day to tape it. I just can't wait to find out what Johnny's been up to this week.
Oh, lucky
Radio.com. I know. It's exciting. We're going to start with Beyonce, Queen Bey.
Does it ding when he smiles at you?
He goes, twiddling.
Nice.
And then when he winks, it goes, ching, ching.
Nice. Yeah, I figure. He really is particularly sparkly.
He really is. It's true. Although, I will say he doesn't dress up. No one does these days. Wow. Comes on and rolls on over here. Whatever he had on. He's so funny, though. He's got this whole, like, workout thing that he does at his... in his. They don't park their cars in their carport. That's where all their stuff is. And he's got this whole, like, setup in there, and he does these workout videos and stuff. It's... And then he just rolls out of there and rolls over here. I'm all like, woo, good thing you're out here in the...
Oh, you mean he doesn't shower after his workout? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I feel like he's a guy who gets all the things he has to done, and then he goes and takes a shower.
I like to do it that way as well.
Sure. Whatever it is. We're pretty good friends. I'm still friends with him, even though I'm like, woo, wow. Well, we can't hug anyway these days, so...
Right. You know, his hair is, even when he doesn't do it, it's like that messy but really good-looking kind of mess.
Having
That's
a couple days, of, you know, is,
he's
he can
like
just
a model.
Make, he forms it into whatever shape he wants it to be that day.
He doesn't get much better looking than that. Guy looks like Tom Cruise, for crying out loud.
I know. Yeah. Good. And as he gets older, he's got like a little, he does the thing where you take the long cut on the
guard. The guard on the Clippers, yeah.
On the Clippers.
And oh, so he likes to keep a scruff.
He's got it. He has a full scruff going. Yeah, that's like his new look.
All right.
Anyway, he does a podcast once a week, and you can check him out on radio.com.
That's right.
Just talking about him, my panties fell off. How does that happen?
It's crazy. They just run away. Like, you won't be needing these.
Unbelievable.
Watch out for bugs.
Guy is a panty dropper. My goodness.
Hope no ants decide they want to live in there. Anyway. Ants, there's such a thing. Okay. Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Oh, my God.
Okay.
You know, Beyonce, she's busy, so she's not in Taylor's squad or anything. She doesn't roll with her. But they're clearly quite friendly. It's just a nice
story. Well,
they have
history. You realize she was involved in the Kanye incident.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, except Kim is the one she's mad at. And Beyonce's never liked Kim anyway, so it's, you know, it's fine.
Wait. What?
Well,
no, Beyonce had the best video of all time.
Oh, that incident.
Incident, the Kanye incident, is the one where he got on stage and said, "I'm gonna let you finish," but Beyonce had the best video of all time.
I wonder if Beyonce like called Taylor afterward and went, "You know, I had nothing to do with that, right?" You know,
I don't know.
That's Kanye going crazy. Well, whatever the case may be, they clearly have a nice relationship.
But Beyonce
now
had one of the best videos of all time.
Beyonce's like, "Oh my God, Kanye, if I needed you to speak for me, I'd put you on the payroll. I really just wanted to come here and have a nice night.
So, okay, I'm glad to hear that they've been able to stay friendly. That's nice.
It seems that way. Although this could be, who knows, maybe this is the olive branch. I don't know what their relationship is. Beyonce sent Taylor Swift flowers that she got on Friday morning after Grammys were last Sunday. And by Friday, there was a beautiful bouquet of flowers from Beyonce to Taylor Swift with a handwritten note. You know, usually you just phone that in or FTD it on the computer. But they're not for Beyonce. Beyonce uses only the top florist, and she has to send the handwritten note.
Right.
Her handwriting is crazy. Like, Beyonce's got such stylized, weird handwriting.
Do you think she really did it?
Well,
it's Beyonce. She's too busy for that. You know?
It's a pandemic. Everybody's in the same boat. I mean, we're not in that she's in a mansion, but she's sitting around, finished the TV as well, I'm assuming.
Oh, no, I've just been thinking about that a lot lately.
You've been thinking about whether or not this was her handwriting?
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, I mean, I feel like it is because it's so weird and stylized. Like, her S's look like F's. They're huge. Instead of making a Y like most people make, she draws like an I, and then instead of dotting the I, she puts a V over
upside
it.
Upside down, yeah. Upside,
carrot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like really weird.
I'm guessing, stylized. Especially if it's that stylized, that it is her because
right
that it will come out that that's not her writing. If it's not
right.
And Taylor Swift is known for, you know, she's always taking personalized letters and sending things to her fans.
One of her things is she writes her fans, she'll send them a birthday gift out of the blue, or she picks a few people to do a Christmas present for, and she writes a note. It's very, very personal. I mean, it's very personal these days to get a handwritten note from someone. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just don't do that anymore. So anyway, I really have stared a long time looking at Beyonce's alleged handwriting. Anyway, Taylor posted about it and said, "Woke up to flowers from the queen of grace and greatness at Beyonce, and suddenly it's the best Friday ever." The note says, "Taylor, congratulations on your Grammy. It was great seeing you on Sunday night. Thank you for always being so supportive. Sending love to you and your family. B."
What happens when B sends you a personal note? I mean, besides going straight online with it and showing everybody, what does that mean for you? I mean, you've made it now? Is that better than a Grammy?
It's right up there, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, of all the honors that can be bestowed on you as a human being, a handwritten note from Beyonce has to be among the top honors. Mm-hmm. That was the best note ever written by anyone ever. Of all time. Yes. Vinny, your hand is up.
If Beyonce sends me a congratulatory note and flowers, is it on me to send a thank you note for the congratulatory note and flowers?
Yeah.
It is.
I feel like the thank you is on Instagram already.
I'm willing to bet that Taylor sent a handwritten note back. I'm willing to place money
on that. And
now
they're pen
pals. Well, yeah. Plus, Beyonce needs to practice that handwriting because, that's something.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Very, 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 very stylized.
I like her writing better than her singing, that's for sure.
Please stop it. I love her singing.
On,
my God, Halo,
sure.
Come on, man.
Right, Halo's the one. Oh,
so good.
I love If I Were a Boy as well.
Oh, yeah.
That one too.
If I Were a Boy.
Yes. So good.
So good. And Single Ladies. Who's going to argue with
Single
Ladies?
Single Ladies is fun. Mm-hmm. I like Single Ladies.
Great.
That's pretty good.
That's right. That's Destiny's Child, though. That's what's the group. It's not a single Beyonce like her.
Are you sure?
No, single Ladies was.
I think that's.
Bryn.
Yeah, it comes from the single.
Come on, Bryn. What the? Come on,
Bryn.
That was off the cuff. I have no.
What are you nuts?
Nicole knows.
In a bear trap. My Dexter's
the beehive is coming for you.
It was close enough.
Let me just officially say, get him.
Oh no, I messed up.
Pig pile on Bryn.
Oh, man.
That's it. You're never going to hear the end of it. Vinny, you're going to be needing to save up some of those. You're about to get bashed by the beehive.
Yeah, don't worry, Bryn. I got
in
you.
The text break.
Oh, no.
I'll read you a lot of them.
It's over. Demi Lovato. I'm going to say if anyone's a fan of Demi Lovato on this show, it's Nicole.
Yep.
Yep. You know what? I actually have listened to a lot of her music because of my daughter.
Yeah.
And she's okay. I don't. She's not really my thing, but my daughter likes like confidence. Confident. Yeah.
Confident.
What's wrong with being confident?
Yeah. Something about skyscrapers. Or...
Oh, that's a skyscrapers. Deep one. That's a deep one.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good video though, isn't that the.
She's just in the desert.
I'm familiar with her, though.
With the flowy, you know, you got to have like a flowy outfit on if you're in the desert, you know, so you can look like kind of a.
Got to do that, too.
A wispy.
That move.
A wispy cloud. Yeah, this is me doing my Demi Lovato in a flowy, wispy cloud dress. Anyway, over last weekend was the South by Southwest Film Festival. Mm-hmm. And the Demi Lovato Dancing with the Devil documentary made its debut there.
Okay.
So I know some stuff. So people have seen it and are saying, "Holy, that is there's some heavy,
heavy stuff." Yeah, I can't wait to watch it later today.
It is on YouTube today. I think at noon.
Yeah, because I just googled it. How do I watch it? And it says it's three episodes, and it premieres every Tuesday at noon.
Okay, on YouTube.
On YouTube, yes.
So you have to just type in Demi Lovato Dancing with the Devil and whatever will it'll just pop right up. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if I had to sign up somewhere. There is a trailer out today of it, and it's pretty heavy. Like, it looks, there's some fun stuff of her as a child, and then some way, way less fun, much more horrifying stuff that ends with her hand and, you know, with a IV needle in it. Mm-hmm. Did you pull a clip for me, or did you just want to, we'll just.
I can just roll it. I mean, there's not, the whole thing is pretty heavy.
I think and about I'll definitely 2 minutes put it up on in there Facebook was page. It started to get really, and obviously they're interviewing tons of people.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I can't see anything.
I had 3 strokes. I had a heart attack. My doctors said that I had 5 to 10 more minutes.
Now more than ever, she's taken hold of that power.
I'm rebirthing. I am starting over. I'm engaged. I've really struggled with this.
Are you entirely sober now?
No answer. So the premiere of the documentary series, Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil, today on YouTube, I think at noon. One of the big revelations, so I guess spoiler alert, you guys. Spoiler alert. At the South by Southwest Film Festival, a lot of people got to see this thing in its entirety. And one of the shocking revelations was that she was raped by her drug dealer the night of her overdose. He got her high with heroin laced with fentanyl, and she was out. She says, when they found me, I was naked, blue. I was literally left for dead after he took advantage of me. I was literally discarded and abandoned. She also reveals that she lost her virginity to a rapist when she was 15. So it gets more horrible. And while she told adults her attacker never faced any consequences, it sounds like this guy was famous. The quote is, they never got taken out of the movie they were in. I always kept it quiet. So she doesn't name this person, but it sounds like someone who was protected from this 15-year-old's allegations.
And her parents let that happen.
She told adults and her attacker never faced any consequences.
Yeah, that's who you would imagine she told. Her family.
Well, they don't say her parents, and I don't know. I actually don't know what her family situation is.
I don't either.
But it's it just, you know, this is a little girl who was on Barney when my kids were little. You know, it's a very it's a terrible story. So people have seen this. People who've seen the whole South by Southwest version of it, but starting today on YouTube, you can check out
that would make any dad's blood boil. Like, there isn't a person
you
famous
hope,
enough
right.
to keep me from going and finding him.
Right.
Like, there just isn't.
Old.
That's unbelievable that that would be somehow covered up for the sake of the film's success. No.
Right.
Sorry. Uh-uh. Mm. It's terrible.
Well, and it doesn't. So hopefully there's an uplifting message at the end of this because, as you know, and she did survive. It wasn't all that long ago that she had that overdose. But she's still a young woman, and let's hope she's on the right path now, because God, it's dark and looks really tragic. We were talking
unfortunately,
about
unfortunately the drug world, the drink world, the people who party together in at that level, and I don't mean rich people, I mean people who are so heavily addicted and in really big trouble. The drugs and booze are all, it's all about that. It's not about friendship or taking care of one another. It's maybe you've got someone to do this junk with, but yes, they'll time and again, they will leave you for the next high.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what.
And look, I mean, this drug dealer, whatever happened that night, he left her to die. Like she was found.
And it goes,
and
obviously that goes even
left.
He raped her. So it even goes beyond that. So yes, but you hear that all the time. People just leave someone because they don't want to be in trouble.
Right. Oh, but, you know, at least call the police before you go. Call for help. Anyway, it sounds like a very tragic story. Hopefully there's some lightness in it, too. And, Nicole, we look forward to a full review of episode one tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it with my friend because we watched her first documentary together.
You going to watch it today for sure, you think?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because I want to remind me tomorrow. I want to hear what you think of it.
Uh-oh, you just got yourself homework.
Yep.
Well, it's on.
I'll take notes.
There are things you can do with your ashes after you've died, and one of them is get yourself put into bullets and given to your best friends. That's what Lemmy Kilmister did.
Oh.
Motorhead.
Okay.
Lemmy's ashes were placed into bullet casings and sent to some of his closest friends. Some of them include Headbangers Ball host Ricky Rackman. Remember him?
I do.
He shared a photo of his bullet today.
I don't know why I think that's kind of cool, but I guess if you're going to have a key. Like, I got a box when my dog passed and we got her ashes, and I still have this giant box, and it's sitting there in the closet. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah,
but
take
a bullet,
it to her favorite dog park. And
maybe. I don't know that I have that. But anyway, this is small. It's, you know, neat. It's a keepsake, right?
It's like in a little container, and it says Lemmy on the outside. They engraved it with the word Lemmy.
What's that? Is that a ring?
I don't know what that is.
Looks like a ring as well. All right. Well, anyway, that's neat.
Yeah. So it's I don't know if that means he's the gunpowder in there or if he's actually mixed into the metal of the bullet, but he's in that bullet. Part of him, anyway. I guess they, one of the guys, I guess he was friends with ugly kid Joe's Whitfield Crane.
That wow. Guy.
Yeah, okay. That guy has one too. It's been 5 years since Lemmy died of cancer, and they actually say that the bullet thing, he used to wear a bullet belt.
Oh,
like
okay.
One of his things, and so this is, you know, he wanted to, before his death, he asked for his ashes to be put in bullets and handed out to his closest friends. And Ricky Rackman said, "Today I received a bullet. I was literally brought to literally just it's everywhere.
Yeah,
brought to tears. Thank you, Motorhead." So that's just one thing. I've heard of people getting them squashed into like, "Oh, there's his bullet belt."
Mm-hmm.
Those are huge bullets. I think that must be a huge. If that's a ring next to it, that must be a gigantic bullet, right? Because
my
like
guess
little...
is it's not an actual bullet, and it's just commemorative.
You couldn't put it in a gun and fire it.
Yeah, and there's some ash in there, and that looks neat and kind of. It's kind of a cool thing, but
sure.
I'm sure that belt destroyed the back of his bases.
And finally, Meat Loaf is in the news. The singer, not the meal. It was about 30 years ago that Meat Loaf's. I would do anything for love, oh, but I won't do that. That was an inescapable hit 30 years ago, and now it's going to be a reality show. We're going to find out what the line is. I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. Couples will compete in physical challenges designed to test how well they can work together and trust each other, all to a soundtrack of classic hits performed live, sometimes by the original artists. It's not just going to be Meat Loaf songs. Although Meat Loaf is going to be the, quote, ethereal figure behind the madness who pulls the strings. Whatever the hell that means. I don't have any info on when or where this is going to be available. It's like that Barbie show. I don't know. But I'd Do Anything for Love is turning into a reality show. And I think we can all agree we don't need to watch that, but we probably will. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, Viagra makes the news.
Oh.
It may be for more things than we initially thought.
Yay.
Yay. Yes, yay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely yay. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.